delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday, podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with Melissa Joan Hart.
LL Cool J gave me some great advice. He had all these gold chains and I was like, wow, look at all these diamonds. And he said something to the effect of, don't waste your money on something like this. Buy a house. Like he gave me like solid investment advice where I was like, save my money. Got it.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I had talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask how this then.
Bring you big facts.
Back ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Coming to you from Revolt Studios in the ATL is DJ Scream, Big Bank, Baby Jay, Shy Jones, and Big Homie Kodak. And you know what it is. It's Big Facts Friday.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody?
What's
wellness
poppin'?
Check.
Energy
What's
check.
The
good,
dealio?
Man.
Man, yeah, yeah. Them bees and style now. I'm on one of them.
Everybody good?
Yeah.
Shy said something off camera. She said, when we don't call her, she doesn't feel.
Oh, you are a mark.
I'm not a mark. This is therapy.
I told you that in confidence.
Oh, my bad.
Damn.
Sorry. It's out now.
Damn. Well, go ahead and tell us since you're telling everybody.
If it's a day where when none of us call her, she feels unwanted.
Damn.
I just said that. Jade, like,
now she don't. Y'all just blanking out.
No. I really just said that, like, I'm the type of person that we were talking about having time to yourself. And I was like, I'm the type of person that if I have too much time to myself, I get depressed. Like, I don't like just sitting at the house not doing shit.
Is it or just depressed having time. Or bored? You get bored.
No, I did. I be feeling like.
Sad?
Yes.
Nobody love me.
Yeah, they don't need me no more.
That's fucked up. Where do you think they come from?
I don't know. It's just self thing. I'm trying to like figure that out. I think it's a self thing because I'm always busy. I always got shit to do.
But when you're busy, you complain?
No, not necessarily. I like being busy. Uh-huh. It's just when like, I don't know. when my phone ain't ringing, I be like, damn, what everybody doing? They don't need me to do nothing?
Shit, the same thing you doing, taking some time to themselves and their family.
Yeah. Anyway. I gotta work on self.
Some of that screen definitely not doing nothing.
Not screaming anything.
Intentionally either, doing nothing.
Do not disturb.
Yeah.
What's up, Jay? What are we doing?
Okay, so our word of the day, our first word of the day
is... The first word of the day.
Our first word of the day is guys. And guys is a person, thing, or display of emotional or display of emotion and or behavior that is insincere or intended to deceive.
Like a decoy? Like a decoy person?
Like a what?
A person that's a decoy. Say it one more time. Run it back for us one more time. A guys is a
person, thing, or display of emotion and or behavior that is insincere or intended to deceive.
So what's an example of a guy's?
Like I was telling y'all, like, before, like, I think that I would be considered a guy's because, like, whenever I go out with my friends or, like, go out with my niggas or whatever, and they get in trouble for, like, if their girlfriend finds out that they were with a bitch while we were out or whatever, then the universal excuse is, man, I went with that bitch.
Are you snitching on your homies on Big Facts, though?
No, I'm not. I mean, shit, it's out there. Them hoes know.
Oh, they know. Okay. If it's known, then go ahead.
Yeah, but it's like, man, I went with that. I was with Jay, man. You know Jay know everybody.
So you're the deceiver.
I hang with Jay.
Okay.
Yeah, merch coming soon.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. But now it's just like, it's like a throw off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
I was with Jay.
Exactly.
So when they call you, lie for them and be like, yeah, you with me.
No, I don't even get into that shit. They tell whatever they tell them.
Oh, they do it, but you're not.
I'm not. You're not the guys. I'm not,
but you are the guys.
Actively participating in whatever the fuck they got going on.
They make you the guys, but you're not the guys. Yeah. You ever been in guys?
With me? And with Jay said? Mm. Hell yeah.
I think everyone.
But I'm worse than Jay. I'm going to be the one on the phone like, yeah, we was together. Hell yeah, we had fun. We ate chicken. We had ranch on the side that spilled on her. I'm going to tell it all. I'm going to make the story sound like it's
whole time.
Factual shit. Especially with my friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm some bullshit when it comes to that. I'm lying until the wheels fall off.
You can't use guys on certain people, though. They ain't going for it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they'll know it's bullshit.
Some people ain't going for that shit.
Unless they see it themselves.
Huh?
Unless they see it themselves in 3N, 4K, whatever the
what
fuck.
What you mean?
Unless they there and they saw where you at, they ain't going for
it. Oh, yeah. Some people just don't believe shit you say.
Yeah, or they just don't believe your homegirl. Like, you got something to like, it's nobody coming from Shy, don't, I ain't going.
Yeah.
Shy gonna lie for
or
you, so I don't want to hear shit.
That shit was coming anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I remember one time I was trying to get out of a situation. I put out a tweet and said, hey, somebody text me, tell me this, an emergency.
Here he go.
Yeah. Shit, it worked, but she already knew that was about to happen.
Wait, you put a tweet out where you was with a chick. Hold
yeah.
on. And you tweeted, somebody text me so you could get out of leaving?
Yeah, somebody I know text or call me and say it's an emergency. That's a call.
So you could get out of being with the chick?
Yeah. It was one of the situations where, like, they were like,
we be trying not to bully you, bro.
You
be
trying. You make it so damn hard.
You make it so hard.
You make it so damn hard.
Yeah, damn, bro. What you just say, bro?
You never did that before?
What the fuck?
Bro, I don't think you never did that.
You put it on social media to somebody to call.
Yeah.
So he can
why you just ain't text somebody and tell them to call you?
Why you didn't just tell this bitch, hey, I'm gone. I don't want
to
be.
No, I'm saying, if you wanted to do that, why you just didn't text somebody? Why you put out a whole tweet to the world?
As if the girl wasn't going to see your tweet.
She didn't follow me. She didn't follow me.
But I'm saying you did that for clout.
Nah, it wasn't for clout. Because if I text one person, I don't know if that person's going to see the text.
You can text three.
So I texted
you
everybody.
Text your whole
I basically texted everybody.
You could have put out a group text.
How they going to... Everybody got your number, then follow you.
Bro, you come the up with some of the most outrageous stories, bro. Like,
I live an outrageous life.
Hey, y'all gonna get
this shit not regular, man.
This shit not regular.
This shit not regular, dog.
That's it. To get out of the bitch, he texts. He tweeted.
I tweeted.
Text me. No, call me.
Yeah.
Did somebody
but
call
you?
But
you don't think that's a little clout chases?
Did two people call you?
Yeah.
That one.
It wasn't clout chasing.
Two different emotions. I mean, different.
Bro, I'm exhausted with this nigga.
Let me ask you though.
You said there was two different emergencies.
No. Let me ask you, what did you owe this person?
Why ain't she just be like, you didn't want to hurt her feelings?
Yeah, it's really on some shit like, you ain't even trying to hurt somebody.
Wait, but why you wanted to leave? What she wasn't doing?
It wasn't, you know, shit, sometimes you just want to go. You don't want to dedicate more time to a situation.
So why don't you just say, hey, like,
y'all don't do that. Y'all don't do this out here. Like, all right, what you about to do? Y'all don't start. Like, when y'all want to leave something, y'all don't be like, so what you about to do? Y'all don't do that out here?
Sometimes situations.
Like, when I'm hanging out with somebody and I'm ready to go, I be like, so what you about to do?
Sometimes that's
universal. I'm about to go.
Sometimes that'll work. But sometimes it calls for more drastic measures.
Oh. That works at the house. So,
right. Yeah, when you at your house, hell yeah.
What you about to do?
Where you about to go?
Yeah, where you about to go?
Yeah, where you about to go? You get the fuck up out of here. I think I'm about to lay it on down.
Start yawning.
I think I'm about to lay it on down.
Bro, man.
Oh, you saying you had to make an excuse to get up out of there?
Yeah.
I did that.
You tweeted?
Not tweeted, hell no, but I made an excuse. At 9:41, knock on the door.
That's what I did.
That's a guy.
I just ain't put out no tweet.
Yeah,
I think it's the.
It was the millennial.
I think everybody had text somebody like, "Hey, call me like something happened so I could leave, or call me at this time."
I ain't saying nothing. Come, just call me.
I need it.
All you gotta do is call my phone. I got the rest. You ain't gotta say nothing for real. hold on. Don't say shit.
Wait, I gotta go.
As soon as I answer the phone, hello.
Is everybody okay?
Nah, as soon as I answer the phone, hello. What'd you say? Hey, where my shoes at? get my jacket.
Hey, my keys.
That's it.
Where for keys at? I ain't saying, hey, that shit happened.
That's no patrol.
The other person on the phone quiet as hell. That's it, though.
Right.
Yeah,
get up out of here, man.
That's good ass acting, though.
You got to act down.
That's good ass shoes at.
What'd you say?
Hey, man, hand me my shoes.
Hey, what shoes at? So they already know what they're here. What's going to happen? Oh, he finna leave.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I ain't even gotta say I gotta go. You see him, I'm preparing. I'm prepping my way up out this motherfucker.
Oh man.
Hey, walk me to the car. Hey, yeah, bro. I'm about like 30 minutes. Join. A whole bunch of death.
That'd be bullshit. Yeah, man.
Kodak like said he tweeted.
Yeah, dog.
You got too much time on your hands, my boy.
Save me.
She ain't giving up the yams.
What's other examples of a guy's?
Look, y'all just
believe that you want to, dog.
I ain't starting that.
We're not correcting. We're not correcting. No,
you just say the man ain't getting no
pussy. We're not correcting no misnomers.
Jay, take over.
Yeah, what's some other examples of a guy's?
Another example of a guy's.
How you spell that, though?
A beard.
G U I S E.
G U I S E. Guys.
G U I. S-E.
Guys, a beard is a guy's.
What?
What do you mean?
Them niggas cut their beards and be ragged.
Covers your face?
No. A beard, like a person,
a
female that a homosexual man uses to portray himself as a heterosexual man to the world.
Oh, that shit. Okay.
What?
Wait, what?
A female that a homosexual man uses to portray himself to the world as a heterosexual man for business purposes or whatever. A beard.
That's what they call it?
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was somebody like a beard. I'm like, yeah, niggas do be looking different when they cut them beards.
Dope.
So a beard is a woman that's acting like shit. What'd you say?
A beard is a woman that a gay nigga uses to cover up his gayness.
Oh, like, I'm gay, but I got this woman.
Sorry. And I'm paying her to make it seem like we're in a relationship so that I look normal, because some people in the world don't think that gayness is normal, which we don't have a problem with the big facts at all. But a gay man will pay a straight woman to...
Or for his image.
Yes.
Exactly.
That ain't down low? It is.
That's down low.
A beard. Down low beard.
Yeah, down low.
For sure.
No, it's but the woman is the
down
beard.
Low.
The woman is the beard. She's covering his face.
Yes.
Giving him his masculinity.
Oh, so he won't have, so they want people won't be wondering, like, where your girl at? Yeah. It's my girl.
Yeah.
But she know and he know. They both know, ain't
they? They're in an arrangement. Yeah. She's getting paid to act like she's really with this nigga that's really with a nigga.
Yeah. She had it?
Hell yeah.
Is he?
Just sign you up.
That deep.
I'm gonna get paid just to say we go together.
That's what's up.
Beard.
I ain't never.
What's the word again?
Beard.
Guys.
Guys.
Like Yeah, I think it's probably what's the definition too.
A person, thing, or display of emotion and or behavior that is insincere or intended to deceive.
I'm about to. What about some of those like crooked pastors?
What about?
Could they be considered a guys? Like they know that they don't. They going up there, they only in this church to get the church money and to get everybody to tithe and offerings and all of that stuff. So they going up there to spew the word, but it's all for their benefit to get money.
But what have you, what,
well, what are they deceiving though, actually?
The congregation.
The congregation.
How? Because I mean, a lot of, how have you given them the correct word?
If you're giving them the correct word, no matter what your intentions are after the word is given, I don't think that would be technically considered
how
a
can
guys.
You get a correct word if you're not really invested how? In being a pastor?
You don't have to be, you could be the crookedest motherfucking world and still preach the right word.
Yeah. You're not preaching, you're just reading the book.
That shit, you're but still, if it come off, if it touch somebody.
Factual information.
Exactly. Now, I if you're telling,
I don't agree. Especially
I don't come agree.
To a pastor,
no, you.
When but, the pastor is playing off of.
Nah, they come to people. Is you worshiping God or this person? Worshiping God or this person?
Right, but like if your pastor is there, and all they're trying to spew is for. We had this conversation a couple of weeks ago when they try to get all the people to. Give all their money. So all he talking about in his
all
ministry.
All the sermons are all his sermons.
Oh, he's a scammer.
Yes.
Oh, he's
give
a scammer.
Money,
he's a scammer for sure. He's a scammer
he's
for
a,
sure.
He's a guy. A guy.
Scammer.
How? If he giving the correct word, though. I don't understand that. If I'm a pastor.
But you're only highlighting the word of giving money.
But yeah, you're still giving the word.
No, I'm saying, no. That's, not the, word. That's not the word niggas need. That's why I said a doctor can
if
be,
you're giving the word from the book. No matter how you fucking, how you twist it or whatever, as long as you're giving the words from the book first, no matter how they take it or whatever, that's not a guy.
I disagree.
Nah, but
disagree.
As a pastor, you ain't supposed to twist up the twisting.
I'm not saying twisted.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, if you got a crack, I mean, not if you got a pastor, if you got a pastor, look at him. If you got a pastor that. Actually, a pastor when he's in the pulpit, do it matter what he do when he leave?
Yes.
Why? No. Why? That's what I'm saying.
He's in the pulpit preaching
the
word.
Exact gospel.
What Shy is saying, though, is if this nigga only verses and only sermons are coming
that,
from saying,
that ain't what I'm talking about.
Give me money.
That ain't what she was saying at first.
No. Even if he
that's
is
not a
preaching,
guy, that's a scammer.
Yeah
that's a scammer
he,
right
even
there.
Even if he is preaching the gospel, let's say he is preaching
that's
the gospel.
That's the same
shit
they used to do to the slaves.
But afterwards, like, he's some bull. Like,
what's some bullshit? Like, yeah, not even the actual word.
What's afterwards, though? You talking about
after church? After church. If he all. Not just that, like, okay, like, if you the pastor, after church, you in church telling people not to sin, not to do all this, of course people going to do your natural sins, but I mean, like, now you cheating on your wife, you smoking, you doing all type of crazy stuff, you over there, you trying to get the ladies
you
down
in
the pool.
You be a fraud, but I don't think it's a guy. That's what we
that
say.
Ain't
that's
even
a
no
fraud.
No.
That's
but
a...
But I'm just saying...
But if he's saying...
He's doing his job when he's on the clock.
Yeah.
That's and then after that, he has a life.
Isn't the word guys about deceiving? So when you think of a pastor, right? Like just
but that's it. Your interpretation.
Yeah, because
no, but if I'm saying if I'm saying you shouldn't be doing that and I'm doing it, then I'm gonna contradict.
No, if I'm saying that this right? good book is
how
telling
you
me that you should be
isn't
doing
that,
that
deceiving?
Then okay, yeah,
you
according to the book. You
if
shouldn't
I'm
be
telling
doing
you
that.
Don't do that because we shouldn't do that, but doing it in a religious way and I'm doing it.
Yes,
it's
that's
different.
Deceiving.
I say, man, you shouldn't.
That just make you.
Have y'all seen church people outside
the church? But that don't make. What, guess
I'm
what?
Talking about the pastor, not
just
the church.
Just because you do wrong don't mean you can't teach right.
Exactly. I agree.
Just because you do wrong don't mean you can't teach right. Because you could be trying to teach yourself in the process of doing wrong.
For
right.
sure.
Right.
Yes.
So, nigga, this man ain't nobody perfect.
Yeah.
So you go to church and worship a nigga, that's your first flaw.
Yeah.
That's your first flaw.
You ain't out here to worry. I don't give a fuck who I hear from. I get it from a prostitute. I get it from a goddamn robber, killer, whatever scam. If you tell me some shit that I can feel in my heart and it's gonna help me change, you did your job. No matter what you is.
Right.
That's how I look at it.
Right.
Cause every time anybody, every pastor, not every, but most of the time, you dig into a motherfucker far enough, you're gonna find something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Popes and goddamn pastors and evangelists, all that shit. Everybody's regular people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how your heart hurt cause the pastor come out that he cheated on their wife.
Yeah, human. I'm just saying what the whole...
Talking about the pastors that appear to be perfect and say they perfect.
Every nigga before he get caught doing something appear to be perfect, man.
Right.
Yeah. Appearing before you cheat on your wife or before your wife cheat on you, you didn't think she was that till you see she was that.
Right.
So what's the difference between a nigga because he preach?
Nothing.
But my question was, wouldn't the congregation be able to say that he was a guy, being that they felt deceived?
They can say what they want to say, but if they stand on principle and be like, hey, man, that's them in that man's own personal life, but I learned a lot from this man. This man helped me change my life. I can't take that back.
Because like I
can't take back that you actually did your job. You actually helped me become a better person. But you, I just look at you like, damn, you should have took your own advice.
Because like I was just saying, like, if he's up there saying, I can see if you're saying like, okay, he's saying that you shouldn't do this because whatever, whatever. But if he's preaching and saying this good book is telling me to tell you that you shouldn't do that, he's telling you what the book is saying. Mm-hmm. He's not telling you from a personal place like you shouldn't do this, do that, whatever. Yeah, at the end of the day, because he's just relaying a message.
Exactly. Because you think God don't touch criminals?
Right.
Or cheaters? Or whatever. You think he can't be ordained with the ministry? You get what I'm saying? So because of what I do in my personal time, don't mean I can't tell you nothing. I mean, I can't give you a word from God, right?
No, you're right.
That comes from trying to, worship the person.
Right.
Instead of actually hear what these person saying. I don't give a fuck what you do. That's why people be wondering why I stop and talk to everybody, because you never know where your message is going to come from.
Right.
Or from who. Right. Are you trying to dismiss this person because this person look like that, or dismiss this person because they don't look like the person they can tell you that? But they might have your answer right there.
Right.
Same motherfucker you looking over.
Yeah.
And then another thing, too, is like when you're dealing with people, like that's another thing that us as humans, well, a lot of people as humans make the mistake of when somebody's doing right and then they fuck up, you try to discredit the shit that they've done right.
Yes.
And you can't do that.
You can't do that. Just because
if they've done something right, they've done it right. If they fucked up, okay, exactly. They fucked up right here. Exactly. But you can't say that they fucked up their whole entire life because it is one fuck up and everything else that they've done has been up to par.
Facts. Like, they're just like goddamn motherfucker, you take care of a motherfucker their whole life. 30, 40 years, kids, whoever. As soon as you say no one time, then you a fuck nigga because of that no. What about nigga? I done bathed and clothed and burped and all type of shit. You get what I'm saying? People turn one experience to, oh, that's you.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't the motherfucker advocate for crooked preachers or nothing like that. But what I'm saying, if you can give me what I need, I don't give a fuck what you do on your leisure time. That's your business.
Yeah, because that doesn't have nothing to do with the church.
They say they need answers. About what? When I get big fat.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. I used to go to church back in the day. You used to have those pastors that sit there and they tell people what you're supposed to do, what you're not supposed to do.
They preach it at you.
Like, you're not supposed to do this. You ain't supposed to do this. You ain't supposed to do this.
They're condemning you.
And then you live in your whole life because... No, but listen. You're in church and you're like, well, I'm not supposed to do this because the pastor said I'm not going to do this. So to your whole life, you're thinking that I'm going to hell. But then you find out, like, that the pastor is doing it. You feel deceived because
he got
no pastor
to that. That don't mean he knows what his consequences is.
Yeah, but you would still feel deceived.
Well,
you're following
somebody that you might have too much belief in. That's always been the
debate. But that goes back to what Black was saying about believing in a person and not a word.
But I'm just saying, isn't that like I'm not religious, but the average person is. And when you talk about their pastors and their preachers and their bishops,
they get very touchy.
They really, believe in what the fuck they say.
And that's their first mistake.
That might be, you know what I mean? And maybe sometimes they're right. Yeah. Maybe sometimes they are right, but you're still dealing with a human that's capable of being
flawed.
That is definitely true. But you have to remember that, you know, at the end of the day, before he was a pastor, he was a man. You a man first. You feel me? And pastors have pastors. You know, so he doing his job. His job is to do his job. His job is not to put himself in that predicament. His job is to worship and help everybody else that's fucked up or going through some shit.
And relate a message to the word.
But he got somebody he got to go to, too. Pastors have a pastor. You know what I'm saying? But the job, and it's his job. His job is there to preach the word and to get you off of whatever crookedness that you might be on. It has nothing to do with his crookedness.
Facts.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Facts right there. Yeah. At the end of the day, it's like, It's just like saying you can't learn them from, like, we all had parents that were doing all type of shit.
All kind of shit.
But they going to tell us we shouldn't do it because they know the effects of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? I would want a motherfucker who done actually smoke dope tell me this shit will ruin your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you going to a marriage counselor
that ain't never been married.
Right.
That part.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So shit, I want to know the pastor done went through some shit and changed their life and still be slipping here and there and there and there and there. But you know something.
AKA right. Testimonial. That's what they call it.
Yeah, you know something, King.
Yeah, I mean.
You going to, I don't give a fuck, you dig into everybody, you going to find something.
Yeah, you going to find a lot of shit.
Something.
You going to find a lot of shit.
There's a few pure people out here, but it ain't many, bro. You think so?
I don't think it's none.
Nah.
Pure mean...
yeah, we all think it. Though.
Tell everybody got a thought. Yeah,
flaw and sin are two different things.
How?
A flaw ain't got to be a sin. Your flaw could be goddamn.
You talk too much.
Yeah, I talk too much. That ain't sin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sin is.
Somebody might be lying to themselves. They might not lie to nobody else. They might and murder. Lie.
Yeah, murder.
So we're only speaking on the seven deadly ones?
No, no. I'm just saying, like, what's a sin? What you committed? What you feel is a sin?
Adultery, murder, gluttony, lust,
envy,
greed,
lies.
And there's one more.
Lies.
But you got some people that don't do none of that shit.
How?
Some of them people might lie to themselves, though.
Man. How about
even
what?
If they ain't lying to the outside world, they might just be lying to themselves about whatever.
I don't know. I think it's some people, like some ladies I know, they be pure as hell. Like, damn, lady. Cuz drink do shit.
She
like,
don't know what she doing, like you say in a spare time.
Man, she ain't telling you she be at the house.
Never mind. I'm just telling you, what's a sin, though? If she be at the house doing what?
Man, you don't know what that bitch do behind closed doors.
We can't put that on everybody.
But I'm just saying, you don't know what nobody behind closed doors. Having sex without being married is a sin.
To who?
To God, what you mean? What? I didn't make that shit up, nigga. Man,
that's
to God. What?
Well, take me to the king.
To man, that ain't gonna be a sin, though. That ain't no sin.
Did he really?
Probably being married and having sex outside. I don't even think that, but all this shit. Man. Who made that up, though?
The Bible.
God told who that?
Moses.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Who the fuck is Moses?
Oh, the nigga that went on the mountain.
Who told you that Moses was Moses?
And who told you that Moses
who the fuck? Who relayed all this shit to us, man?
Hey, man. The book.
Y'all got to go watch 12 Years a Slave.
I think sins are...
Yeah.
Oh, you making up sins now. You making up
definitions. Yeah, okay. Real shit. I think sins are something that makes you feel
what
like you shouldn't have did it.
Bye. No. Yeah,
that's just how I feel. Like, nigga, if you feel like you're about to did. You don't feel bad after you did it? Boy, shit, that shit was right.
No, that's some bullshit.
Oh,
you can still feel like, you can do some bullshit and feel like your bullshit is right.
That wasn't no sin then.
What do you feel like was some bullshit later?
Then I just thought about a sin that I made that I ain't know I made, but... That shit ain't nothing, but it ain't nothing.
You making up shit. No, oh, you cannot man. Make up the... No, no.
The
no.
Bible.
All right. The Bible. But nah, I'm on some G shit. It's some people out there that don't sin.
Yeah. Oh, bro, stop.
Babies.
You don't even believe that.
I feel like it is.
Babies.
Bro. What about older people?
Oh,
older people.
They
ain't
sinning.
They for sure
sinning.
They sent out.
They
ain't got to sin no more.
They sent out.
I'm talking about... No, I ain't saying they have... I'm saying people, I know everybody have. Yeah. Saying, but everybody
so what the
don't.
Fuck are you saying then if you know everybody
have? You know what I'm saying?
They don't say that. If you have, you've sinned. That's just like you trying
you
to say
you can't unsee.
A nigga that was you they had a drop of black ain't black. Like Thomas Jefferson or somebody. Like
what
they
I'm
got
saying
a drop
is
black
if
when
you,
they were a baby, they
if
black.
You say
like,
I'm turning my life
black.
Over.
Right.
If you make a change and say I'm turning my life over and you don't
that
sin, you be pure from then on
life,
out.
Man.
That shit be washed away, right? Once
no,
you repent.
That shit don't matter, bro.
Well, according to God,
once you repent,
and, for his
and then you
yes.
go on forward
yes, yes.
and say you're not
God.
Sinning anymore,
yes.
you saying there's no people out there like that?
Yes, there are.
It's
because
shit, everybody's
to God,
like that. I fucking pray for my sins. We both
I'm saying,
pray for
but
our
once
sins.
You did them, you actually stopped doing all this. I seen some niggas, even some niggas that got a chain gang. These niggas done went and paid that promise to God when they was out there, when they got out. I see some niggas don't do shit.
Because I don't want to go back to prison.
I'm just saying, but like, really be done changed who they are, who they is.
It's possible.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just certain shit can happen in your life that you could change exactly who you are to be like, I ain't on none of that shit.
Yeah, but that shit is still on your record.
Not once you done repented.
Yeah, you, with God, you can't ask God for forgiveness, and it's a way, according right? to the Bible. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So what are we saying? So there is some pure people out there, nigga.
Oh, you saying
you got to go through something to get to that, though, right? That's what most pastors say they is.
Yeah,
but on that,
they're reformed and refurbished, but they're not without ahead, sin. Twin.
But on that note, when you said that some people say they're born again and how everything that they did, all the dirt and sins is going away, I think that's true, but I just don't agree with the point when it comes to the virgin part. You know how some dudes will say they're born again and they're virgin? I'm like, nah, you. Because when you're born again, they say they ain't never had sex before. They try to wash all their sins away and start all over.
I'm about to go do that.
But you can't do that, though. I'm sorry. You can't forget that feeling. You can't forget that first nut. Stop lying. You ain't finna forget that.
They said that's in the Bible.
Bro.
I wouldn't do that shit.
When you're born again, you're literally, they're saying you're no born shy. Again.
But I just don't think that counts with the sex part. Like, how you gonna forget that?
Delete it.
People try.
Are you talking about like when you get baptized, like Black China? She born again, right?
Man, y'all
know that. Let me stop.
Yeah. Y'all niggas tripping, man.
Born again from where, though? That's what I'm saying. When you say born again, you know what I mean? If you've had sex before, I'm sorry. Jesus, you can't forget that feeling. It didn't go away. Right.
You might have a new outlook on life and all that.
We call those charges.
Their record expunged.
You got them random sex flashbacks.
Right.
A criminal can get their record expunged.
Ooh.
You ain't gonna forget how that felt, though, the first time. The first time is the first time. I'm sorry. It's the first time.
It's sealed so nobody has access to it to see what you've done, but it's still on your record.
I got you.
So y'all ain't never seen nobody just change their life and just be like, damn, this nigga different for real.
Yeah, but that doesn't erase the shit that they did prior to.
I think it erases when you don't be that no more.
Shine did it.
Pure now.
Yeah. But if Shine himself, so I know how pure he is. He's still not going to say he perfect.
That's cool, but.
I ain't saying he perfect, but I'm just saying, like, pure.
Yeah, without sin, pure is perfect.
Bro.
I'm just saying. Pure water with no shit in it is pure water. It's perfect. Right.
What's up, E-Doc?
Just the microphone, Pete.
Just tell. Okay, we keep going on. So pure is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And nobody
I'm just
is.
Saying, I'm not saying for sure people can change.
What about
their
nuns?
Shit. That's deeper. We have to get to talk to a nun.
Nun getting fucked.
Nuns are gay.
No.
A lot of nuns are gay. They have sex with each other.
No.
Yeah, they do.
What are nuns supposed to do, though? Go ahead, bitch.
Look.
No.
I changed my life.
Do tell.
What we were talking about earlier, how I know about hats and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I was in L.A. And I did 18 months out there.
Yeah.
And I did fair time.
Oh, you were in prison in L.A.?
Yeah.
Okay.
Once I got out, never. They gave me some act right. I was like, I'm never doing anything else again. Everything was hard. Struggle. Once I got in the TV, they showed me a way where I could not do the old things I used to do. And I've been on TV ever since. But it was a long struggle.
But those experiences made you who you are today. So you can't ever forget them.
No.
But you have changed from them.
Yeah, I've That's never done saying. For since 2005. I've been on the straight and narrow. Never done anything. And it's been a super struggle.
No, for sure. But when you say never, though, You're a changed, you're an evolved person, you progress, you know what I'm saying? But you're not perfect.
Oh, nah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, you're living without sin.
Oh, I got sin.
We sin it, baby.
But I'm just saying.
We sin it.
I never, from that point on to now, that's 17,
you had malicious intent
17 years. I've never wanted to go back to where I could be.
To where you came from.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I've been on the straight and narrow for 17 years.
Understood.
And it's been hard, but I feel like God has blessed me to this point.
Congratulations.
You know
big facts.
So that answers your question. People can change.
I know people can change.
I know people can change too, but I'm just saying, like, that shit is still there.
Now, they go back to what y'all was saying, though, about the pastors. Like, if you get upset, now I feel... you can feel disappointed. Like, damn, bro, I thought you were the one like that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But I can't
hold you accountable.
Yeah, I can't ridicule you or be just so upset with you that you, I don't believe in God no more because you did this.
Right.
Yeah. I ain't saying it like yeah. that.
You got some people to and be like, man, that church shit fake, man. That nigga here did it, man. I don't, because he let you down.
Yeah.
But yeah. Sometimes people go to church and that be their last. Like, this my last faith. This my last. And then you find out the church is some bullshit.
Well, the church is always the church.
I'm for real. Look, you be on your last strength of faith. I've been there.
A few weeks ago, I said this, like, church is like a hospital. People don't go to church because they everything is okay. They go to the church because they're fucked up. Mm-hmm. Nobody in church is perfect. They're trying to get there. So if you go to church expecting perfection, your expectations were already off.
Yeah, I don't think people dramatic, go to the church expecting expecting perfection. I think that they do expect that from their pastor for sure. If the person that you're you this
but
is
how,
the person
do you, how
that,
can you expect perfection from another human being?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because this is the person that God chose to minister over.
God
us.
Chose a lot of niggas. Niggas just ain't stepping in them shoes. He just a nigga that stepped in them shoes.
Right. I mean,
that's all pastors is. A pastor is just a nigga that tap on in, read the Bible, step in them shoes. Any of us in here can preach the word.
Yeah.
That don't mean we got to be nothing but a nigga who study the Bible and preach it. What do you call it? It's with the right expression and make a motherfucker feel it. Yeah. Motherfucker with the gift of gab.
See, I end all of our shows with a Bible verse, right? So, because I feel like that's what I wanted to use with my blessings. To let other people know that I got this shit because of him. Yeah. I'm not perfect.
Right.
But at the same time, if I have an opportunity to tell people about the goodness that God has given me, I'm going to do that. But I'm not perfect. Yeah. I'm not perfect at all. I'm pretty fucked up.
Yeah, but it's just like...
Go ahead, man.
No, I was just going to say, like, just like I got a homeboy, right? His name is Radonis. He's been taking me around, like, to the schools, and we're, like, going into the prisons and stuff to talk and, you know what I'm saying, all that kind of stuff. Like, positive shit. But he's, like, a perfect example of what Shai was talking about. Like, he did 12 years. Yeah. He had, like, man, the nigga was wild. Like, he had all kind of shit going on. But when he got out, he turned his life around. Like you said, he read up. He got experience.
You hear that nigga
speak? He worked
speak?
On his peaking. You know what I'm saying? And he got a whole church and everything.
You hear that
now,
nigga speak,
like,
he gonna touch you. He ain't got tattoos, all this shit. Regular nigga.
Yes.
Hear this nigga speak, do funerals, he do kids. He done turned his life around. He that.
Completely.
So my point is the whole congregation will be like, damn.
Don't matter. They gonna be like, damn, he's still working on
this
himself.
I can identify with him because he's a real person.
Yeah.
He's been through real shit and that really changed his life around and was able to make a positive situation from a negative beginning.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that. I guess my point is just the ones, like, we're not talking about the
ones
the good
that
pastors,
try to sell perfection.
But you have the pastors that exactly, they come off as if they're perfect. They come off as if they know everything. And then if you walk in my church with tennis shoes on, I'm going to point you out in front of everybody because you have tennis
that's
shoes.
That's the old
like,
day. That's
you
the old day.
You though. Still have
like,
that.
Yeah, new pastors, don't even dress up to go to funerals.
Like, these new pastors
no more,
and shit, like, these new pastors and shit, they seem like they more like.
With the
time. They more with the time. Like, they know, we know what's going on, but this is, you know what I'm saying?
Have y'all seen Hope?
They give him more life experience. Hold up for a minute, Kodak. I don't mean to cut you off. They give him more life experience teachings from the Bible. Like, exactly. They'll read it now and give you a story
they're
of things.
Realistic.
Like, more motivational to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they trying to, in most churches that I be seeing online and shit, they not trying to give you the be perfect shit. Mm-hmm. They giving it, I know you feel like this
Testament.
One. They really like some podcasts now.
Hell yeah.
Real
shit.
Has anybody ever seen Honk with Jesus in Him?
No.
Y'all ain't seen that?
I tried to watch
so, that. So that's really the type of pastor you're talking about.
He was
preaching heavily against this
that's
type
crazy.
Of shit.
I was watching that the other day, so yeah.
He was preaching heavily against this type of shit, but he was actively doing that shit while trying to condemn it. That's the shit you talk about.
Yes. Yeah, but most pastors that I've seen lately, you know what I'm saying, they be on some... I go through this sometime when they speak, speaking of shit. You know what I'm saying? They be like, Because I have to work on this. They don't
want to alienate the congregation.
You saying like how them folk be like them folk
if you
like,
do this, you going to hell
type shit.
Yeah, yeah, like you have some pastors like
those, you're going to hell.
What you guys are describing, what you guys are describing is a pastor that anybody will want, like somebody that you can relate to, you can go to, and you feel like they understand you. Mm-hmm. But we can just say back in the day, like even back in the day, like pastors was more so like if this is what you're supposed to do, and if you don't do this, you're gonna go to hell. Your mama come up in this church and you don't got your dress on going past your knees. They're going to talk about what type of woman you going to be. You have those type of pastors that's out there talking mess about the congregation, but behind closed doors, they're doing exactly everything that they're talking about.
If what you do is follow the Bible, though, you should still do your own due diligence because it says in the Bible, worship no other God but me. So you shouldn't be worshiping your pastor is what we're coming
from. Exactly. I get that. I understand.
You should still be doing your own due diligence. I don't worship that pastor. That pastor, like Banks say, is giving me the message.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I got to take this information and create my own path.
Exactly.
I might think something is right that everybody in this congregation don't think is mm-hmm. right, but I think this is right.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
No, I understand.
So I think that that's what it is. It's just people. But a lot of people do that.
Because yeah, and there's probably a lot of people out there that need to learn that they shouldn't be idolizing their pastors and all of that stuff now.
For sure.
Because all of them, they do it, and then now you be at the house stressed the hell out trying to give your last to the church, or you feel like your blessing's not coming because you may have some crazy thoughts in church.
Mm.
But how you giving your money to God when you get to the church, though? That's what I always want to know. Like,
to build up the church?
To build up the church.
To
build the building. Because this is God's building.
But what
this
the hell you need a building for? To talk to God.
I'm just trying to tell y'all what the pastor's been telling y'all. Keep the lights on. Keep the pastor clothed, fed. Make sure that the church and the congregation got the little outfits. Make sure y'all got new Bibles.
What the hell?
When we got food and shit like that, music, pews, all that shit. Instruments.
I get that. What about when that shit goes spilling over into goddamn?
Pastor need a Bentley too now.
Yachts and shit.
A church is like a foundation.
I feel like anything somebody do, they supposed to get paid, especially if they doing it off their gift. Yeah. I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is, what I'm trying to say is,
say it.
Don't say that you're giving it to God. I like when the pastor say it's the pastor's anniversary. Give me some. Don't use the money that you asking for God, for yourself.
Yeah.
Use the money that you asking for yourself. Hey, man, pastor got to eat too.
Yeah, it's all about clarity.
They can't hand the money straight to God. I think the proper terminology should be God's work.
No, they saying give the money to God. Tithing is supposed to go to God. Like, when we make our donation stuff, shit, they go leave it by the tree and just let it blow away.
We bury that shit in the ground.
Yeah, bury the money. They go to the earth, let it rot out.
Yeah.
They ain't putting that money somewhere else in the account, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In their
account.
I don't see nothing wrong with that. I'm gonna get me a church once I get ordained.
Big bank.
You gotta go to school to be a pastor. Right?
No, you don't go to school, but you gotta get certified though. You gotta go through something to get like
It's a school.
It's like a little
seminary.
Yeah.
Is it seminary?
You gotta seminary.
How long?
Shit, less than a year. You gonna do it?
Think they'll pay me?
Hell yeah. I want
20. Think they gonna think I'm cricket?
Hell yeah.
I ain't gonna be cricket though. I wouldn't do it and be cricket. What's cricket?
For us to do it for the money?
No.
You do anything for the money, though.
No.
That is crooked as hell to get a church just for the
money. Lying about it.
Oh, lying.
Well, that's what makes you crooked.
Yeah.
Now you gotta just get up there and tell them folks, like, y'all finna pay me
for the money
to hear my words.
Yeah, book me.
Subscribe.
Book the pastor.
Yeah, book the pastor. I don't want my own church. I just want to go to big church. Book me.
Book Pastor Bank.
Oh, motivational speaker.
You want to preach at the club?
Whatever.
Oh, hey, yeah. You just
the word is needed.
Speaker.
Book me.
You're not the pastor.
No.
You're not going to be throwing this on niggas' heads for them to fall back.
I got that miracle water.
Oh, man.
Y'all see that miracle water?
99.99.
Let me keep my opinion.
That's what they doing in miracle water?
What's your opinion?
That's crooked.
That's crooked?
Yeah.
How?
What about at night?
And we could be prayed over them.
Yeah.
No, for sure. But. Man, come on.
You so full of shit.
Water can be prayed over those streets.
Come on, man.
How you gonna say this water ain't
come
holy?
Come on, man.
You boss on?
Yeah. I did, like, bro.
You did?
Yeah.
What you do with
that shit come in?
We drunk it. Me and Shanti on a little pack. We drunk this shit.
Y'all was going through it.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
It worked. Did it make y'all feel better?
It worked.
Yeah.
Because it was in y'all head. It was in y'all head. It's a placebo. They gave y'all sugar.
I got some. I got some in the truck. Nigga, I just had pulled in a regular water bottle. I give y'all a shot of Humble Pete. Who I want a shot of them?
He trying to see how his ministry gonna work. He trying to practice on us. They said they need Elsa's. About what? When I get big
fat. Big fat, big fat. Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's go.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together. We'll cry together and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, nah, but hell nah. I don't think that's no scam, no, man.
The water?
I think what makes it a scam if you don't believe, if you think it's a scam.
What?
It's all about
Pray for you a lot of shit and give it to you. And I actually believe this in my heart that I pray for this water, screen drink this water. How am I scamming?
Why are you charging me for it?
Yeah, this shit cold.
That's what
this shit cold. This shit
works.
This shit works.
It works.
I paid for
shipping and handling.
Yeah.
Taxes too. Yeah.
Man.
No, but I'm saying, all right, so what if I pray over and give you some free shit? And it worked, you'd be like, this shit worked. Get Jay some free shit. Damn, this shit worked for me too. Give him some free shit. Damn, this shit worked. And the word spread and everybody just want to buy my water. Am I scamming in?
That sound about right. Because you could pour the water from it.
It's going to end
up being. Am I scamming in?
Yeah, it's going to end up being.
I bought a keep sending, huh? You're scamming. How?
First of all, you charge.
No, you didn't get what I said. I said, I blessed all y'all. Proof of concept. Go to the mic, three. I done prayed on this shit. Gave it to her, him. These are my, they got testimonies about this water. But I don't really want to pray over water for free.
But is that shit really working? Like the niggas on the commercial with this spirit water shit that y'all talking about. Like them niggas is actually saying, I got 5,000 yesterday morning. Well, tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? After that, I drunk the water or.
Yeah, I seen
next
that.
Thing you know, shit, my but bills is paid. So like, that shit is all cap. So
how is it cap? If I'm the guy that sparked your blessing.
It's really not even about the water, though. It's about you making these people believe in themselves.
Man, it's that water.
Thank you.
Exactly what
so I don't supposed to get no money out there. That's what I'm trying to get around to that.
That Space Jam water.
Right.
That's what I'm getting around to that. I'm going to say it. If I believe it, I prayed over this water like my real prayer for you. I believe it, and I gave it to you and prayed with you, and you drunk that shit, and you felt different.
But the scammy part is you could have got them to believe in themselves without the water.
Hell yeah.
So you need to say
you kind of got them to believe in themselves and say you can manifest this.
But sometimes some people need
physical.
More than just
they need some talent.
You saying people need to be tricked?
Not true.
No,
you saying people need to be tricked? Some people need more. Some people need something tangible.
Yeah.
To touch.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why the Bible. That's why we got Bibles and crosses and shit. They want something to symbolize that they are being blessed. That's why we wear beads. You get what I'm saying? Because you could believe something, but then this is like a form of protection because it's reminding me that I'm blessed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can go for that.
So if I give you this water to remind you.
Sell me or give me.
No, I'm saying I'm giving it to you guys.
I'm a believer.
I'm giving it to you four guys right here, my team, and y'all say this shit was life-changing. And then Twin be like, man, how much you want for that water? I'll pay for some. They say that shit work. I don't really want to do the water. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want to do the water. Three, like, I don't get. But then the shit turn into some.
They start hitting them numbers like.
I ain't got no choice. How the fuck am I a scammer?
You're right.
Because you knew that water was some bullshit.
You're just you're just a really good salesman.
No, how I knew it was some bullshit when I'm really praying with my real heart.
But
not no fake prep.
No, but
I ain't getting this shit to be like, man, hurry up, get that money out this nigga, man. Get that money out this nigga, man. Fuck out of
it. These folks?
Because they need something tangible.
They need something to touch. They need to have this on their, sit this by their bed. I tell you, take a sip every 12 hours. Some shit with instructions or whatever. Like, niggas want to do things to get towards that, bro.
No, you're right, though.
You're saying.
I'm telling you, bro. I'm fucked up, bro.
I'm almost sold. I'm going to say, what water you got, baby?
Yeah, man. Shit.
But you get what I'm saying, though, Kodak?
Yeah, I get it.
That's what pastors is doing, bro.
Yeah.
I need you to go home and read the chapter such and such and such for 2-3 days, and things are going to change.
Yeah.
But they just really changing your outlook on life and making you a more positive person.
Which you could have, right.
And then if you put positive energy out there, it's only going to come back.
But not, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So how is he wrong?
They say he wrong.
But
he could have just told him.
But I can tell
you something and you don't want to hear it because you done already heard that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to convince them people to believe in themselves.
Yeah. That's real.
You have to revisit your approach.
So we need to start selling big, fast blessing water.
Shit.
Oh, God.
Hell, nah, we ain't gonna do it. But I'm gonna pray over some shit and bring it to everybody and see if it works.
What if their life get worse after that, though?
Damn.
Shit, we're gonna try to find the reverse water. Nah, but on some G shit, though, I don't feel like that. If a person come, that's just like a person saying they don't supposed to get paid for their gift. Mm-hmm. Like all these niggas, like these niggas with these motivational speakers and shit. Yeah. Like they're just like saying, I don't supposed to get paid for this.
Yeah.
I'll have some come through try to tax too.
But that shit really can motivate you. Nah, when you pay to be motivated?
Nah,
what if you was in a swamp?
Man, I was trying to have them come to a school. He said, hey, man, you know shit. I'm trying to get paid for this shit.
Nah,
hey,
they
man,
do, stay home. Like, people like,
how the fuck is I going to pay my bills? I'm going to be around the motherfucker motivated and not be motivated?
It take a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It take like, a lot.
Nah, the motivation.
Schools have budgets for shit like that.
Yeah,
though.
And people like, what's his name? Inky Johnson. Like,
Inky the truth.
That type of motivational speaking, like, bro, you got to pay for that.
You feel
you
that.
You feel what the fuck he be talking about.
I post that every single day. You feel that, man.
That's me. I be posting them too.
That ain't no cap in Inky.
Yeah. Like, you know what he talking about is real. And then a lot of times
but
it just
seems
like
it's... But why wouldn't you want to pay a nigga?
Yeah.
Hey, man, sometimes ain't no budget to get paid.
I'm just saying, even if I know, even if I pay you with my flowers, with words of flowers, if I watch you every day, like Inky, I go to Inky Page, Wallow, niggas like that, I go to these niggas page just to see what these niggas talking about every day. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't I tell Wallow, bro, you the GOAT, bro. You inspire me. On your page so everybody can see it. Why wouldn't I tell Inky the same shit? Why wouldn't I repost? That's payment too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they're getting people that may look at me a certain kind of way to look at you. Mm-hmm. And they'll actually pay. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? May want to book you for an event or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Everything is gratitude is a form of payment.
Yeah.
Right. Sure. Facts. Mm-hmm.
Gratitude. Is
sometimes
form
it's
of
the
payment.
Biggest form of payment.
Mm-hmm. Gratitude. Yeah. Damn, that's a good one.
Real shit, though, it is. So I make sure I got them make my payments to people that I know I'm inspired from or get motivation from. I ain't finna sit in the corner and be motivated by you, but don't tell you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I got to tell you, like, whoever, even with working out and shit, I remember one day got them screaming like, bro, you got to get on your health shit. It was about a year ago. I came back and he bought me a vitamins. I came back and told him, bro, you really inspired me to do that shit. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would I add like goddamn? Everybody want to feel like goddamn. I thought of that, or I didn't know.
Self-made.
Bro.
You didn't put me on. You ain't got me eating.
Yeah,
right.
Like nah, bro. You put me on that shit, bro. Gave me a vitamin. My first blunder. I got that motherfucker in the car. Real shit. Just saying, like man, you gotta give people that gratitude, man. So if a nigga praying over water and you drink that motherfucker, you go to being different.
You should salute him. I feel
you. You should salute these people.
I got you.
I'm going to need all y'all to go pray over some water, bring it back to me, and let me see what happens.
You
nah, real you shit, though. I'm just using that as a, what you call
just
it?
Just in case.
We using that shit as a, what do you call it? When you use something as a...
What, the water?
Not analogy, but a...
Symbol?
Symbolism.
Symbolism?
No, I'm saying I'm using this as a point. Water, I'm using that as...
As a point.
Example. Yeah, example type example. Shit. Okay. I'm using the water as an example, like...
Twin.
Ain't no telling... Where your blessing gonna come from is what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah,
no, that's real. No big facts.
Like all that tune your nose up at people because they may look like they fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
That could be a God right there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That could be
under a guise.
Your word. That could be your word finna come out of his mouth, but you. You know how many times we turn down our blessings and don't even know it?
Yeah,
right.
Facts.
Run away from the motherfucker.
Biggest facts.
Slam the door in our own face.
Yeah, people, all your blessings really hide in your flaws, though. People don't know that either.
Say it again.
Your blessings hide inside your flaws, man.
Expand on that. Talk about it.
Like my teacher used to tell me, Claire, you talk too much. We getting paid to talk now.
Mm.
Oof.
Right.
Say something, somebody.
I'm just saying, like, shit.
Well.
Damn, you got a point.
It's just like your bitch. She can find out everything. She can damn to hack your phone to her. You was a private investigator. You playing.
You're in the wrong field.
You in the wrong field. The truth, bro.
You in the wrong field.
I just gotta say that. I just wanna
like
tell
a lying ass. What about a lying ass nigga? Bro, you a lawyer.
Lawyer.
You can make niggas feel your lies. If I didn't actually see that you was lying, like if I didn't actually see you, you know how to cry on a dot. You got some professional liars.
No, yeah. For real. Yeah. Yeah. Habitual liars. Believe they all.
But
lies.
Ain't getting no money off of it.
Man. Mm.
Scammers. Bro, you really the salesman.
Okay.
Man. I just sold y'all the water.
You did.
That come from goddamn convincing a nigga that my dope is better than all 20 of these niggas on the block. Mine might be the worst, but I just I'm running down to you so fast before they get up. Before they get over here, you be like, that's it. Give me two of them, nephew.
You gonna boom.
I'm gonna run that shit down so fast before they run up there.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And I'm gonna convince you to be my man.
Like every time, bro. Come holler at me.
See, we was on the block, them niggas ain't know, bro. See, I just always been tapped in. Niggas don't know. Like, I used to wear them kufi hats. Mm-hmm. But the green, yellow, green, right?
Yeah.
With the African color.
Yeah.
I wear that shit every day. Nobody ain't never know. Because the nigga who I served yesterday was on gonna be like, that my man.
With a hat.
Cause you gonna see the hat from all the way up the street.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas been changing clothes, looking different. Nigga, I got a uniform for this money. Fool. I'm just now exposing that in 2022. This shit some 30 years ago shit, for real. Yeah. I do wear the same clothes every day. I don't give a fuck how dirty they is. Should I tell you, like, you been putting them dirty ass clothes back on? Hey, this is a uniform. I'm a familiar. I look familiar coming out. It was right yesterday, so it's going to be right today. You know what I'm saying? You didn't get your money took, no flim-flam.
Right, right.
That's my man.
Yeah.
I am crying. That works, though. It makes sense.
Yeah, that's just what it is. Uniform, bro.
Consistency is key. That's the key.
I don't know. I know, though.
You know.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, especially when it comes out of that shit, man. And with this shit, like throwing parties. Just, I mean, I've never been a promoter, right? But we done throw like some of the littest parties ever in Atlanta history.
Yeah.
It's because we not promoting you to come to it. We promoting that we're about to have fun if you come or not.
Yeah. We're promoting the experience.
Yeah, we're about to have fun if you come or not. So you're going to miss something because tomorrow you finna see us. Yeah. We had fun.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to buy these tickets. You don't have to. That shit is finna be loaded, Jack. Mm-hmm. We're about to have fun. So don't nobody want to miss some fun shit. When you go to call a nigga like, damn, bro, you fuck with me? No. When they see you ain't calling them, ask you to fuck with them, they going to call and see, damn, you ain't fuck with me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You get what I'm saying? I ain't trying, man. Hey, man, I'm just letting you know this is what we doing.
Yeah. We had the whole world pull up in a blizzard.
Storm.
Oh, yeah.
Snowstorm. Mm. The whole world.
Cause we finna have fun. Mm.
Yes.
The time of our life.
Half of them niggas didn't even make it home.
Man, what? Niggas wrecking their cars and all kind of shit.
Oh, shit.
And snowstorm.
They fuck with us, so we fuck with them. Like, yeah, that shit was legendary.
You can't push that off on nobody, bro.
Period.
Why you think goddamn the biggest shit that makes the most money don't even have commercials?
Facts.
Yeah, I read something the other day that said Toyota does a lot of advertising, right? They advertise, they have all this placement, they do all of that. But Tesla, you ain't seen not one Tesla commercial. You don't see not one Tesla ad. You don't see nobody Tesla brand ambassadors. You don't even see Tesla in the color red. Mm-hmm. They only come in two colors.
Black and white.
Mm-hmm. You gonna get it or you're not. And they one of the highest cars out there.
Exactly. Because no advertisement. It is what it is.
Either you want it or you don't.
Yeah. I ain't got to convince you about it, this, that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well.
Like, we ain't trying to push this big fat shit on nobody. We them know.
Big.
You know what I'm saying? Colossal. You fuck with it, you do. You don't, you don't. It is what it is. We're going to continue to pull up, reunite with each other, and kick our 1-2, man. You know what I'm saying? Because everything ain't going to resonate with everybody anyway.
Mm-mm. Gotta be for you.
You got people that'll say, goddamn, damn, man, them niggas be talking about this, or they saying this, saying this. Then you'll try to adjust your personality to each comment.
You're gonna be
fake as a motherfucker. Yeah. You're gonna adjust yourself to each comment, like, damn, I do be slouching.
You're going to overheat like a robot. Now you're like this.
And I do be slouching.
Next comment, like, he's stiff as fuck.
Damn, my hat do be up. I got to start cussing. God damn, bro, you finna be everybody that everybody wants you to be. You be what everybody wants you to be. That ain't gonna work.
Except yourself.
Except
yourself. Fuck with me for me, man. Or hate me for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a bar.
Either way, you gotta love it.
So what's the moral of the story?
What the word was?
Guys.
Guys.
It was two words, wasn't it?
No, it was just one word this time. We took off.
Oh, damn.
God, so what were we talking about? Cheating in this?
No.
That was last week.
A person, the definition again is a person, thing, or a display of emotion or behavior that is insincere or intended to deceive.
Like, yeah, y'all said a pastor, a beard, and what else?
A beard and a faithful homie.
Oh.
Jade.
A pastor, definitely not a God. Some of them could be.
Some of them.
If your intention's wrong.
Yeah.
Because you can have bad characteristic, but your intention still can be right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I can smoke crack all my life and tell you, hey, boy, don't do that, boy. Don't do that. Don't. That's no right intentions.
Yeah.
I'm just so far gone.
Yeah, I'm just a crackhead. Mm-hmm. But nah, son, they gonna fuck. Look at me. Look at me, son. I'm that. You don't want to be this.
Yeah.
How you can't receive that on a positive note? Yeah, you gonna butt fuck that. Now you doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because it was your dad or your mama. No. Mm. What you think?
Shit. I don't know. I mean, I agree with you. I don't think that, like, I think that you can definitely tell somebody not to do something based off your own action. So, like, if I'm out here, let's just say I'm a prostitute or whatever, I can definitely try to steer little girls from not being prostitutes or steer them away from having, like, better self-esteem because I don't have it or I'm going through some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you probably don't want a person to be that far deep. And sometimes you just be so far deep, it's hard to get up out that black hole.
But you got people that'll be like how you saying earlier, feel like they're a hypocrite. How you gonna tell me not to do something that you're doing?
You do have those people. Because, I mean, I used to be like that. I ain't want to hear, you can't tell me shit about nothing that you're doing. Like, I used to really think that. Like, if you smoking, don't tell me not to smoke. You smoke. So let's smoke. Like, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Or, like, if you used to steal, don't tell me I can't go in this store and take this bubble gum. Because I know you just stole something, too. Like, I used to really think that until you start realizing that people change or sometimes people try to protect you from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people want you to, like, learn from their mistakes. I mean, I be dealing with that shit with my mom all day. Like, we go back and forth because she be trying to protect me, but I be so stiff in what the hell I believe. So, yeah, that's what I think.
Big Fast Friday, final words. Kodak, big homie.
Nah.
Give us one of them prayers. Did you say you do at your shit? Nigga, damn, you want to bless our shit?
I gotta find. What's the tip? What's the
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, that shit ain't gonna be. That ain't gonna be genuine.
Yeah.
You gonna make up some
time.
Shit.
Maybe
man.
Next
you gonna
next
make
time.
Up some shit, man.
No, I'm not gonna make up nothing. How I do is it's whatever I'm feeling at the time because different prayers are for different people. That's why we were talking about earlier. Like if a pastor,
if he sticks on something
financial, it's kind of suspicious.
See, different prayers are for different people. So like different
maybe,
things.
So maybe somebody needs a prayer about strength or a prayer about maybe they just had a win.
What?
Nah, he's saying real shit though.
Nah, he really is.
What's just the gloves make it hard?
Yeah, it's the presentation, bro.
Here y'all go.
That's our pat.
But
I promise at the end because it used to be a homieism. It used to be like an inspirational verse. It used to be inspirational verse that I just found online that would make sense. But now it's like I want to use that part of the show to highlight, you know, where I know my blessings come from, and maybe that may inspire somebody else to kind of follow the same path or look into that path.
Why are you sweating?
Because it's hot, nigga. My bad.
Definitely not hot.
Hey. Y'all, listen, y'all.
Come on, Clovis.
Follow us at Big Facts Pod, Big Facts Friday, all of our shits. Together.
And www.bigfactspod.com.
Drink responsibly. Salute.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch. Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles.
hosted by MC8 and Big Steel, is every Thursday.
Y'all already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangster Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangster Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with Melissa Joan Hart.
LL Cool J gave me some great advice. He had all these gold chains and I was like, wow, look at all these diamonds. And he said something to the effect of, don't waste your money on something like this. Buy a house. Like he gave me like solid investment advice where I was like, save my money. Got it.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I had talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.